I'm April Cummings with your local news. The Auditor General says financial results reported by statutory authorities and government companies continue to present a mixed picture. Of the 21 completed SAGC audits, 12 recorded surpluses, 2 broke even, and 7 had deficits. 3 SAGCs recorded the most significant surpluses, more than $5 million, the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority, the Cayman Islands National Insurance Company, and the Segregated Insurance Fund. The Auditor General says the surpluses from CIMA, Sinico, and SIF are mainly from operational activities. Turning to the deficit side, the Health Services Authority recorded the most significant deficit of $82.9 million, but that was mainly because of remeasurement of the post-retirement pension and health care liabilities, which resulted in a loss of $75.8 million. HSA also had a deficit of $7.1 million in operations. A few staff changes come to the Alex Panton Foundation. Here's Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Sollins with the details.
The Alex Panton Foundation announces that Emily Kelly, who served as APF Program Manager since May 2023, has transitioned into the role of Executive Director effective October 1st. In addition, Caymanian Renee Ebanks has joined the APF team and assumed Ms. Kelly's recently vacated position. In her new position, Emily Kelly oversees the administration of APF's operations, working closely with the Board of Directors to lead and support the organization's various programs in alignment with APF's mission to improve the mental health of children and young adults in the Cayman Islands through advocacy, awareness, and support. Renee Ebanks has a wealth of experience and expertise in psychology, community outreach and program facilitation, and skills which will enhance APF's commitment to community engagement and support services. For more information about the Alex Panton Foundation, visit alexpantonfoundation.ky or email info@alexpantonfoundation.ky. I'm Felicia Rankin-Sollins.
Thank you, Felicia. That is your news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now, let's check in with the BBC and get the latest world headlines.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. A network of groups campaigning against landmines has condemned Washington's decision to provide anti-personnel mines to Ukraine. US officials say the mines would slow down Russia's advance, especially in the east. Unlike Russian landmines, these would become inert after a certain period. The Russian Duma has approved in first reading a bill blocking exiled authors and artists from accessing earnings generated inside Russia. Most of these have been officially branded as foreign agents, and the Duma speaker said traitors would no longer be able to enrich themselves at the expense of the Russian people. A leading opposition politician in Uganda, Kizza Besigye, has appeared before a military court in Kampala 4 days after going missing in Kenya. He was greeted by cheers from opposition politicians gathered outside. The Pakistani government has authorised an operation against Balochistan separatists following a series of attacks. It said terrorists were targeting civilians and foreign nationals to scuttle Pakistan's economic progress. At least 40 people are reported to have been killed in a suspected RSF attack in Sudan's Jazeera state. A health worker says the victims died from gunshot wounds. A woman in Thailand charged with murdering 14 people using cyanide has been sentenced to death. In the first case, Sararat Rangsiwattaporn was found guilty of poisoning the drink of a wealthy friend and then stealing her possessions. A new report says professional football is violating legal frameworks at both the European and global levels by failing to adhere to required safety standards. Russia says President Putin has personally given more than 70 animals to Pyongyang Zoo. One lion, 2 brown bears, 2 yaks and 5 white cockatoos were transported by plane to the North Korean capital. BBC News.